10, hunting boundaries and equipment. This is a briefing and public hearing. And for the commission members, we have a break scheduled, but we're about an hour behind, so we're going to do a rolling break. If you need to, go. Okay.
And my next agenda items will all go pretty quickly, so.
I didn't say you could go, Brock.
I'm just trying to get us to break.
You're going to have a break.
All right, so our next whacks up are 220-410-050, 220-410-060, 220-413-180, and 220-415-040, and covering hunting boundaries and equipment. So we'll start with GMU boundary descriptions for Region 5 and Region 6, and this is really just comes down to one proposed change to the boundary between GMU's 506, 673. They're proposing to adjust the boundary to align with the Weyerhaeuser 5800 line instead of the Weyerhaeuser 5000 line. I'm sure we all know exactly where those are. The way it was explained to me was there was a collaborative effort with the landowners down there quite a while ago. And one of those, to change the boundary to align it better with property ownership. And recently, one of the landowners reached out to the district biologist and said, hey, I just now noticed this. It didn't really line up the way we wanted it to, you know, several years ago. And so that's where this adjustment comes from. It doesn't make a very big change. It also makes it easier, more identifiable for hunters on the landscape. And because you change one boundary, you have to change the other, which is why we have the two whacks open. And that shows the slight change in the boundary that we're making. So public comment, really none of the comments we received were directly related to the proposal. So special closures and firearm restriction areas. Remove the reference to the wooden towers for the Columbia River restricted hunting area boundary description. This came to our attention last fall. Those towers were being torn down. So obviously they couldn't be in rural anymore, but the power lines are still there. And so the local staff, local enforcement, everybody said, well, this is easy, just delete the reference to the wooden towers. So that's what we've proposed. And then we have an administrative change to correct the spelling of Newberry Road, Hill Road, to avoid confusion for hunters. So firearm restricted areas, delete Kittitas County and associated reference to GMU 334 from the list of firearm restriction areas. Apparently, this was created to try to represent the county firearm restriction area. As you can imagine, over time, the county's made adjustments, but we didn't keep up with those. So now we have situations where we have landowners that are not within the restricted county ordinance, but they're within our GMU boundary. And so we're precluding them from using, you know, hunting a deer on their property or shooting a coyote during calving season. That was one specific example that was given to me. And it's just too much to try to keep up with that. So we just said, you know, it's up to hunters. We have firearm restriction areas in a lot of parts of the state that we don't, you know, our county ordinances or city ordinances. This should be no different. It's up to the hunter to know that that's in place. So public comments, someone recommended that we should use the Hanford town site instead of what it says currently. And then one comment advocated for, well, you should mark the boundary if you're changing it. So not much feedback on those proposals. So for elk area descriptions, we're proposing to eliminate the following elk areas in the Blue Mountains. Elk area 10, 11, 12, 1082. Elk numbers and damage complaints have declined substantially, and elk areas have not been used for many years. 10, 11, and 10, 12 have not been active since like 2007. Part of the reason is they're redundant. We still have an elk area that covers all 162. So this shows the location of those three elk areas. So if there is a need that arises, we still have an elk area in place that we can take advantage of. Public comment, Overall, most folks agreed with the proposals. One comment supported the removal of these elk areas, while the other comment was opposed. And with that, I'll take any questions.
You get to continue on with number 11 now, Brock.
Okay.
Moose,